Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. So excited to be here, to be on Blog Talk with you. So just a few little things before we get started with the Q&A section of the show. Last Tuesday, I recorded an episode of Psychic Medium Tony G using Blog Talk on WSCS. I love technology, even though I don't really understand it very well. Like the whole we can combine all these media outlets to reach like more people and help more people is just wonderful to me. Second, I do take callers in the order that they come in. And I try to get to as many people as I can during my 30-minute show. And I do the show just about every week. I've even done it like on big holidays. And if I don't reach you, I apologize and I say, you know, keep trying. If it's something really important that you feel like you need an answer to, get a session. And people think because you're spiritual, you're so nice, you have to like break your boundaries. If you send me an email asking me a question, I'm just not going to respond to it. I'm not. I'm sorry. This is where I answer free questions. This is where I help you connect with loved ones for free. Beyond this show and my psychic medium show, that's where I earn my money to actually pay my bills, folks, just like you. So if you get through, I'm very, very happy, and I'm always very happy to answer as many questions or take as many callers as I can. But outside of here, it's all business. But if you do feel like something is so important that you have to email me outside of the show, please consider getting a session. And here's why, partially too, because it's never just one question. As soon as I answer that question, there's a follow-up question. Oh, but what do you mean by this? Or does this mean this? Or when? No, let's just not do that. Now, enough about that. I am going to go to the first caller with area code 860. Hello, 860. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla. I'm doing well. How have you been?
Good. I haven't talked to you, I don't think, since the winter. So happy spring.
Happy, finally. Well, it still feels like winter here on many of our days. I still have my heat on, Amla.
So, oh, my God.
It's crazy weather out there.
It is. It's been raining all summer. All summer. It's not summer yet. Yeah, the spring has been really rainy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been, we've had like, I've been going back and forth to Michigan, and I've been experiencing May snow. I'm not loving it. Not my favorite.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. I know, right? I don't love it. That one bit. Like, I'm still wearing my, okay, so my nieces, everybody, this is so awesome. My niece, when she was 9 years old, my older niece was in high school, and she was a junior in high school, and she's in a leadership program, and they came up with this. They had to come up with, like, some kind of charity or something to do for the leadership program. So the 9-year-old niece said, let's do a fundraiser for children with cancer in Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Cool.
9 years old, right?
Wow.
So my niece, who was then a junior, said, yeah, let's put it. So they put together this, it's called the Superhero Stomp. Now, this all comes back to the weather. Don't worry. So they put together the Superhero Stomp the first one, there were so many just amazing surprises that happened. So it's a 5K run for the adults, and then the kids do a much shorter run. But everybody, like, you can dress up like a superhero. They encourage the children to dress up like superheroes. And during the first one, Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers and that whole crew showed up. This year, Superman, Captain America, all the Stormtroopers and Darth Vader showed up again. And just the fire department and the police department for Pewaukee County showed up, and it was the biggest so far. However, it was Saturday morning, and I swear to goodness, it was so cold outside. I'm like, how are these people running in this weather? I want to put on a snowsuit right now. But they're out there, and they're running, and I'm like, I'm in a winter coat, literally in my winter coat. And they're in, like, their exercise, capri exercise pants. I'm like, you are not dressed appropriately for this weather. And they're running, and I'm like, my muscles are shriveling back into my body, angry with me right now because it's so cold outside.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
God bless you. But, you're in Wisconsin, right? You're in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I want to be in Florida. But it's okay. Okay. So, enough about the weather and about the superhero stuff. I think if anybody wants to make a donation, the Facebook page for Superhero Stomp is still open. All the proceeds go to children in Pewaukee with cancer. So here's, and that's not just for you, Amla, that's for anyone listening. And we're going to do this, I guess, every year, and it's so amazing. Anyway, okay, so let's get back to you now. Let's go to your question. What's your question of the day, Amla?
Yes. Okay, so yesterday was the full moon, or the day before, and I'm really sensitive to full moons. I know a lot of people are, but the fact that it's been so Scorpio, a lot of emotions. I released this person that I was attached to. Basically, no matter what I was doing in the past, it wasn't happening. And I felt this person leave. Thank the Lord. So I am ready for new beginnings. That being said, and so I'm going to ask you that commitment partnership person. You see coming
now,
in.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear that. And we can go, you know, no matter what I tell a person, we can go back and forth and try to make something work for a very long time. And here's what I'm going to tell you. In June, somebody new is coming in. And in July, another person's coming in. They're asking you to keep it casual, because in August, there's a third person coming in. And this person has, the person in August has the greatest potential. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to trade in our old Pinto to get a Mustang. But Yes. We're attached to our Pinto, right? Because we love our Pinto, and we're afraid the next one is going to be a Pinto also. So why? Why would we let it? And so then that Pinto comes back around, and we're like, well, there's nothing else right now, so why not? Or maybe he's coming back because. And the truth of the matter is a Pinto will always be a Pinto. And you cannot turn a Pinto into, like, a Mustang or a Mercedes. It's just always going to be a Pinto.
Right.
So,
right.
So yes. So they're saying it's time to put that Pinto to pasture, let somebody else be the, I don't want to say victim of him, but, you know. because we attract what we're ready for. They're asking you to really look at, okay, so if I test you and say there's something stopping or blocking you from a healthy, loving, committed relationship, I definitely test yes. For you and everybody who's listening or re-listening to this, let's clear that now. Anything that's stopping or blocking us from a healthy, loving, committed relationship. Now, you're okay being in a relationship, but we all have our own little ways of trying to control things.
Right.
This is a lot of chest stuff coming out, Amla. Do you feel that? I feel like there's like 100 pounds on my chest right now that they're just pulling out for everyone. I am going to tell you that you are going to be meeting a new type of man, a new type of, and looking at new types of situations. You are going to be getting, but more importantly, reacquainted with yourself. Now, you feel like there's a lot I could say here, and I'm just going to not say it because over the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to realize a lot about the way you've been thinking about yourself and how you are has been dictating what you believe you can have. And that's all about the change. I will tell you when that happens, Amla, I want you to call back. I wish I could memorize everybody's number, but I don't even know my own. I want you to call back in about a month. And I'm going to hope you're going to get through.
Yes.
And I want to discuss these epiphany or light bulb moments about yourself. Mm-hmm. Each man you meet is going to be a little bit closer to what you want. And they're saying to you, don't settle. Don't think you have to settle. And as women, we just do that. We're so concerned with do they want me? That's my most, like, flip that switch. Do I want him? Like, every woman, we have this little bit of insecurity where we're so worried. Like, a guy will throw on a T-shirt, jeans, put on a little cologne, spit on his hand, put it over his hair, and go, that's good. We are, like, spending hours on makeup and hair and nails and change 5 different outfits. Oh, my God, is this good enough? Fudge that.
Yeah.
Mother fudge that from now on. Jeans, T-shirts, spit on our hair. Okay, maybe not bad. But
I do,
right?
Do you feel like the other person is going to test me and come back, or I'm done, or there's just another going to be another
kind of
a person like him?
I'm going to tell you, when you're done, there's no need for him to come back. Okay. You feel like you are, but you're not, because you know why? And women and guys want the person to come back to validate us. Like, we always think this, and oh gosh, I do it too. Did this mean nothing? Okay, so if they call back, then it meant something. Like, we're looking for those constant signs and symbols. But we only want to pay attention to the goodies, not the caca. We don't want to pay attention to the caca that we're getting. So we're so busy, like, looking for affirmations that we're not paying attention to the facts of the situation, right?
Right.
So we're looking for anything that validates that it coulda, shoulda, woulda been, instead of saying, you know, like Ariana Grande has a song out, thank you, next. Thank you, next.
Yes,
thank you, next.
True.
And having that confidence that, you know what, if this isn't what I want, guess what? What I want is out there, and it's looking for me, but I messed up with a mess, and it can't get to me as long as I'm in this mess. Like, there are, and women don't, men know there are tons of women out there. Women don't always sit back and go, there are a lot of really, really good guys out there. We don't even always think and or believe there are good guys out there. So we have to get in that. Once we believe there are good guys out there, we start meeting the good guys. Once we believe there are a lot of them, we start meeting a lot of them. And once we believe, you know what, I know I deserve a good guy and I won't settle for anything else, guess what's in line in front of us? Good guys.
Yeah.
And that's,
and it's true.
That is
I'm
the
like,
power
I've
of
seen
belief.
It out.
Yes.
I totally agree. And like, I, the biggest thing on my list now is I want somebody who's just supportive and nurturing, because I am. That's the biggest thing on my list now. It's important.
I'm taking up my whole show. I'm joking, everybody. It's not going to. But let me tell you something, and hear this and hear it clearly.
Yes.
No one will give you what you don't give yourself, because the way we treat ourselves is what people mimic back to us. So if you want somebody who's nurturing, start nurturing your soul. Start nurturing yourself. Start giving yourself credit. If you want somebody, you have to, if you want somebody that truly loves you, they can't do, I always say, we, as far as love goes, we can only let someone love us as much as we love ourselves, and we can only love somebody as much as we love ourselves, because everything else is foreign to us. It's out of our comfort zone. So you need to unconditionally love yourself beyond reproach, and then on that energetic level, you will be a magnet to somebody who also unconditionally loves themselves, takes care of themselves. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, we think we know how to take care of somebody else, but we don't. We think we know how to love somebody else, but we don't. Until we completely nurture, take care of, and love ourselves, we won't be able to do that for somebody else. We'll constantly be looking for somebody to do that for us, but we're getting somebody who also doesn't know how to do that, because the universe and God will put right in front of us what we need to work on. So pay attention to that. So having said that, whatever it is, make a list of what you want in another person, and then start doing all of that for yourself. And once you do that for yourself, guess who's going to show up? You'll be complete, and you'll get that guy that is complete. Okay, sweetie? So July and August. Okay.
Okay. June, July, and August, I'm going to meet people, and then I'm going to just kind of make my own way and make my way around it and make my own decision, because I'm at that energy of the same person.
But you have to stop thinking, you know, Amla, you have to stop thinking you're defective. You have to realize you're bold, you're beautiful, and God made you exactly the brilliant light you're supposed to be, and the right person will see that as soon as you see that.
Yeah, and then in the next 3 weeks, the fun was going to happen. Yes.
Oh,
I'm going to have those
epiphanies.
Yeah,
the next 3 weeks,
like
so much is going to clear away from you, okay?
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank
you. You're so welcome. Have an amazing day, love.
You too. Bye.
And thank you. Bye-bye. So I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 941. Hello, 941. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Catherine.
Catherine, how can I help you today, love? What's your question?
Well, my question for you today is about love, and I have not been in a committed romantic relationship in like 10 years, which is amazing when I think about it. But What I was going to say really isn't important, but for a long time I didn't want to be. But then I kind of realized, you know, I kind of want to be. And,
right?
And then just a lot of stuff happened, and I thought, I'm going to take a step back. My mom had recently passed, and so I'm getting to the part now where I'm kind of getting out of my funk. And I joined a dating website, rejoin yesterday, getting a lot of attention, but not really from the people that I'm feeling too positive about. So
let's do this.
Yeah, what are you feeling?
You know, I did the clearing on for everyone on something is stopping or blocking a healthy, loving, committed relationship. You also test yes for that, but we're already clearing that. And I'm going to just say, for you and everybody listening, I want a loving, committed relationship. I get a yes. I'm ready. I get a yes. So we're going to strengthen both of those. I'm afraid, and I get a huge yes on that. So let's clear some of the fear. Now, every time you listen to this, it will clear more. So re-listen. Mm-hmm. Like, go back and, like, re-listen to the show again, especially this part. And if you're standing up facing north, you'll feel your body wave back and forth, and it will clear much more quickly that way. We're all afraid, right? But at some point, we just have to let that go, and we have to want have more faith than we do fear, honestly. And there's and believe me, for I say this with every ounce of channeling that I can bring through. If and when you're ready, the right person has been waiting for you too. Okay? Until you're ready, you will keep getting people who are also not ready. Okay? But when you're ready and when you say, okay, I'm in it, you will get those people who are also in it. I always tell this story, and it's ironic, but for years and years I said, guys really don't want me. They just want, you know, they just want intimacy with me. They're just using me for intimacy. But then I realized three of the guys that I had been accusing of just wanting intimacy with me had proposed to me, and I said no.
Oh, my gosh.
I have engagement rings. They let me keep the rings. Thank you, guys, by the way. Thank you so much. That was really nice of you. That was a very beautiful, loving gift to remind me of what a non-committed person I was. But the point of
the matter was
it wasn't them. It was me, but I was projecting that on them that I was, and then I just started getting guys that totally wanted no commitment whatsoever because I was so stuck in that place of not being in a commitment, being terrified of being stuck with someone. I'm done with that now, I think.
Yeah. You know what I think I'm afraid of?
Everything is a reflection. Uh-huh.
I think what I'm afraid of is the fact that I'm a single mom and both of my younger adult children have disabilities. So I'm a package deal, and that scares a lot of men away.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
I think
of like that.
No. Stop. Okay, so let's clear that immediately. Now, I have a friend who's a friend / client, and he's African. I hope that's the right term now. And he always says, I have save a hoe complex.
You have a what? Say that again. I didn't understand.
Okay. Yeah, he says, I have save a hoe complex. Well, he always wants to save, right? I hope everybody's laughing at this. These are his
no,
words,
that's
not
funny.
Mine.
Oh my God.
I'm going to tell you, there are men out there that are caring, and they want to
be so in it with somebody. They want to be so they want that package. Now I'm going to tell you, somebody who is very near and dear to me, and we all have mm-hmm. this. We all have that thing that we think, oh, this is my defect. This is why somebody wouldn't want me. This is why I belong on the island of castaway toys. But somebody who's very near and dear and close to me has lupus and lymphoma, two little girls, and she met the man of her dreams. And none of that mattered to him because it didn't matter to her. She's like, yeah, but I run marathons. I run 5Ks. I coach girls on the run. That was not her crush or
projection
wall that she – yeah, she didn't build a wall to keep people out. She just said, so what? Let's go. We're in it. We're in it to win it. Let's do this. This is life. This is life, and we all have it. We all have something, and let's motherfudging go. Like, live it or give it. And she owns her life, not her titles. So own your life. Own your life, not your little things. I could tell you story after story after story of people like my oldest brother. My youngest brother has Down syndrome, and he wants to get married. Okay, like he's like he tells me all the time, Tony, me want to meet an older woman, somebody more mature. I'm like, seriously, like he's so. Like, even in his mind, he knows he wants that relationship, that committed love.
Right.
Okay? Now,
yeah.
As long as you make this a deal breaker, it's going to be a deal breaker. So, people, everybody, write down your deal breakers. Write down what you think your defects are. And then look at them as assets. Because if you have two adult children with special needs that are going to need you, then you need a motherfucking superhero,
right.
A man that is kind and compassionate. And if you think there are not kind, compassionate men out there, you are wrong.
I've got a screw loose.
They are.
Yeah.
Right. And your past does not dictate your future. What you had in the past, those were really good experiences. It's like going on a ride at a fair. You went on a ride, either you liked it or you didn't. So don't go on the ride again if you didn't like it. Find a new ride.
Right.
Literally, find a new ride. It might be fun. Seriously.
Oh, gosh.
There are really, really, I mean, I can't tell you the number of men I meet that are kind, loving, successful, compassionate, and honestly looking for a good relationship. Somebody who is just a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I get tons of them, tons. So I'm going to tell you, put that in the universe and look at your adult children as assets. And that is going to be the character mark for the man that you meet. Like somebody with very good ethics and character is going to step up to the plate. Everybody else, they can be bench warmers. Let them go sit on the bench. But this guy, he's coming up to bat. It's going to be a motherfudging home run.
Got it.
Okay? And don't you dare doubt that. Don't you dare doubt that. Okay? Excellent.
And don't settle for second best.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
never,
you, Tony.
Never. I'm going to tell for every woman out there, we all feel like at one point, like, well, I should take this because it's right here in front of me. No, guess what? There's another one right behind him. What if everything you want is right behind everything you don't?
Mm.
All you have to do is put that in the dustpan, put it in the garbage, and then boom, the moment you decide you deserve better, the universe has been waiting to give it to you. God has been waiting to give it to you. You just have to decide it's okay to have it. That's it. boom chakalaka boom. I don't know where that came from, but yeah. Okay, so I have 10 seconds left. Thank you, everybody, so
thank
much
you,
for
Tony.
Listening, and I'll be back next Monday at noon. I love each and every one of you.